Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. What was the final result of our poll?
It was fake news and a lie. And I think Jamie and I need to find some real electors out there that will actually sway this the right way. Quentin won 50% to 37%.
No, he didn't.
To 13%. Respectively, that's Quentin with 50, me with 37, Jamie with 13. The vote was for best thing about fall, and Jamie's was not having to mow the lawn anymore. Mine was Thanksgiving, you know, the one holiday that unites us and bonds us and gives you a feeling of gratitude that you can harvest. And Quentin's was medium jackets.
Quentin, I think you need to explain again what the heck you meant by that.
I don't think I need to explain it. The people got it.
He means not too heavy.
Look at
not
that.
Too heavy.
What a rebel he's become now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he wins one.
I won, so I don't have to explain it. Huh. Like as the head grows before my very eyes.
A medium jacket is heavier than a light jacket, but not a heavy jacket.
Like what?
Like not a puffy North jacket. Face? But a nice, like, corduroy jacket with a little bit of fuzz on the inside. That's a that's a nice medium jacket.
Okay.
I'm calling rigged. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what to do next time, if there's going to be a next time, Quentin.
Well, we have to let him have a next time now that he won. Well, because if we don't, then it just looks like sour grapes.
Well, but it kind of is. It kind of is. Like, I don't think anybody actually thinks... It's like when people vote for, we don't talk politics on this
Am
show,
I the
so I'm
vermin
not going to say that.
Supreme of the show?
No, it's like when you vote for the name you know, or you vote for a celebrity because you think they're cool, not because you think they do a good job.
No, I don't think it's, I think it's, look, in my experience, producers always get some juice on shows. It was nice when I was a producer on shows, because the audience will side with you more.
They were never nice to me when I was a producer on shows.
Well, you were a producer on a morning news show.
I was a producer before I moved here. I produced other
shows.
Were
you a producer on a news talk show?
Yeah, I worked at a news talk station for 10 years before I moved here.
I just assumed you always did actual news, not whatever this is.
Yeah, I did many other things before I came here.
Anyway, it's in my experience, you just got a little bit more juice because people are like, oh, it's somebody making hourly wages.
He's not making hourly wages.
Yeah, I know.
He's salaried.
He's got a salary. He probably makes more than you.
I have no doubt about that, being a white man. Yes, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
I feel like
just one more vote for a white dude.
That's what I feel like. I feel like we're spiraling.
So how do we get back to my question? How do we do this next time so that it's just a fair fight?
I don't know. I think it was fair.
It was fair.
Okay.
Is Jamie asking for an electoral college system? Is that what she's doing?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test right now. We'll do a recount, right? I'm going to test to see if our voting system is inaccurate. So the easiest way to do that is just scroll down, hit Control F.
Oh, I think it's accurate. I just think that people are
okay. So making decisions. That, I got 432 votes. Q got 475.
For the record, too, I would just like to say I didn't ask to be involved in this.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here it goes. I didn't ask for it.
I didn't ask to be born. And Jamie got 150. So I don't think those percentages line up, by the way, but that's fine.
Not enough of you own houses and have to mow lawns. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not enough. Or you have kids that do it for you.
Okay, we need to stop this because people are accusing us of wine bombing today's list voting. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Oh,
but
here's
I don't
what
like
it means.
It.
No, here I'll tell you exactly what it means. So if you ever play trivia, I don't think Dan's here yet. If you ever play trivia with Dan Weinbaum, which Dan and Grayson used to do a lot, Dan, when he doesn't know the answer to the trivia question, he will dispute the question. He'll dispute the wording of the question. He'll dispute the process instead of just saying, I don't know the answer.
That's annoying.
It's incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like the card says moops.
Right.
But the people that invaded were Moors. Ah, says moops on the card. Yeah. No. No. So we're not wine bombing this. Yeah.
We'll just try it next time. And we'll see how it goes. Mister, I didn't ask to be invited.
Maybe if he had said lightweight jacket instead
or
of medium.
Something that makes sense. You know? I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Let's go with this.
Next time I'm just going for the popular vote.
What are the... I thought I was doing that. I thought there's no way Thanksgiving is
me
losing.
Me too. I thought you were going to win it by like 80-20.
I thought I was going to at least get like the God vote and the religious people. Like, come on.
Nope.
Medium jackets. All right. What is a don't knock it till you try it life hack?
Medium jackets.
You just...
Pipe down.
No.
Pilates was on there. I've never once done Pilates, and I'm not really sure what it is. It just seems like one of those fad exercises that was popular 15 years ago. That
yoga on steroids.
Yoga on steroids.
Yoga.
That's what it is.
That's amped up. That
is that the one with like the hoops and you like swirl your arms around like this?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Then I don't know what it
is. I mean, not in any Pilates I've ever seen. It's supposed to be a really good workout. I don't know why they say it's life-changing if you're over 50, but it's stretching on steroids. It's stretching, but it's work.
Okay.
I guess.
So, I mean, that's it builds muscle. That's what Tom Brady did towards the end of his career, and that's what he said was the reason he had so much longevity is because he didn't have like a lot of muscle weighing him down, but his structural integrity was sound.
And if you're over 50, that makes sense because you're supposed to build muscle so that you don't fall apart when you're 70.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Let's see. What else is on this list?
The mammalian diving reflex. So that's interesting. What it is if you just splash water on your face while holding your breath, it triggers the nervous system to slow the heart rate and redirect blood to vital organs. So the thinking is if you're having a panic attack or your heart is racing, that if you just hold your breath and dunk your face in water or splash water on your face, the mammalian diving reflex will kick in and your heart rate will lower. I don't believe this.
I am not doing this.
Because if this was a thing, then why is there Xanax? That's all I'm going to say. If this is all you need to calm down when you go to the hospital, why do they give you benzos? Mm-hmm. Why do they even mess around with that stuff when they could save so much money by splashing water on your face?
I'm not doing that. I'll take your word for it that that's a thing. There are a couple things on here about towels. One is frozen towels. Putting a damp paper towel or a regular towel in the freezer for a few minutes and use it to quickly cool down. I do this when I mow the lawn. There are frozen towels in my freezer right now for that purpose, to fit around my neck when I come in and I feel gross. Then they talk about heating towels. So if you're going to reheat, especially with pasta in the microwave or pizza in the microwave, I would reheat pizza in the air fryer, but whatever, you do you. If you're reheating meat, pasta, rice, or pizza in the microwave, anything that's dry, put a wet paper towel over the food and it keeps it from drying out. That is absolutely true.
I see. Here's a weird thing about that for me is, as far as the reheating thing and keeping it damp, I like my pasta to be a little dry. I know that sounds weird, but I don't like it sloppy and messy. I actually prefer like reheated spaghetti. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is. My mother-in-law, God bless her, when she cooks spaghetti, she'll then rinse it.
Oh, you're killing me right now.
I know. No, it kills me too, because then the spaghetti is cold and all soggy. Yeah, I like it when it's firm and not getting water all over the damn plate. Yeah, and I was like, why do you do that? She's like, well, it stops it from cooking so it doesn't overcook. I was like, you don't do that with anything else. You like pull out a steak and start running that under the cold water so that it stops cooking and doesn't get well done.
I'm not going to speak ill of your mother-in-law right now, but that's
okay. Forcing smiles. Smile broadly for a minute every morning when you're alone, like in the shower.
Nope.
What if, I mean, I know it's a private moment. What if somebody saw you doing that?
Nope.
Like if somebody's like, hey, I'm going to be like, you're at an Airbnb and they have one of those cameras. That would serve them right. Cause mm-hmm. they're watching you in the shower and you're just, it's crazy. It tricks your brain into thinking that you're happy. That's incredibly creepy.
I
get it. I mean, I think that there's some truth to if you smile, it triggers endorphins and hormones and things like that. I mean, if you go to a stand-up show and everybody's laughing and having a good mm-hmm. time around you, you're going to leave in a good mood. Mm-hmm. Well, like, you know, that's just... That makes sense. Very few people leave a stand-up show in a bad mood.
Wasn't that the point of laugh tracks and TV shows? Was the whole point?
Yeah, it was.
If you hear somebody else laugh, you'll laugh.
Yeah, which is weird because like they've gotten away from that. No, like modern sitcoms use that anymore. They don't do studio shows anymore.
I'm going to skip down to number 9 because I'll do this with toast. Grilling a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, they say, just like a grilled cheese. There is something about toasted bread with a PB&J because the peanut butter... The heat gets the peanut butter to get a little more gooey, and it's great.
I've tried this before, but maybe I just haven't done it right. Because it wasn't bad, but it just didn't seem like it was that much better than a regular peanut butter and jelly.
Like I have a big griddle that I use for pancakes. Like it's a big, I don't know, like 18 inches by, it's huge. And I'll use it when I'm trying to do pancakes that are big, and I'm trying to do a lot of them. That would be perfect for a PB&J. Because then it just gets everything all nice and toasty on the outside and gooey on the inside. That's great.
Yeah, like a panini press?
No press.
Would that be good? But without the press, you just kind of drop it down.
You could press it, though. It would get very flat.
But it would all come out. Yeah.
And gooey.
Potato chips in your tuna fish sandwich. I know people who do that with everything. Just put fries and potato chips. I don't get that. I've never been into it. Freezing grapes. They make great ice cubes for chilled wine or drinks. I've known people who've done that, when I try to do healthy things, I just eat a lot of, instead of candy and things like that, I eat frozen fruit, which still has a lot of sugar in it, but it's, you know, healthier for, it has other things too.
The other good thing about freezing grapes, they say if you're going to put it in chilled wine, which I have a problem with, but whatever, they don't melt. You know, it's not going to be like an ice cube that's going to melt water into your drink.
The original boba tea.
Oh, yeah. Putting a grape in there, yeah. And I want to talk about this because my best friend James, his family does this, and it's always bothered me. Using scissors or kitchen shears to cut a pizza.
I do it.
You do?
Yeah.
My favorite job other than being in talk radio was working the cut table at Pizza Hut because the rocker knife.
Oh, that huge thing. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so fun. And then when I didn't have that at a different pizza place I worked at, I just used the roller slicer. I thought that was so much more effective. Why use the scissors?
So I have, from the restaurant that my parents owned, I have one of their big commercial pizza cutters. It's not like the thing you had that's the big blade.
Rocker knife?
Yeah, I don't have that, but it's a massive pizza cutter. There's just something about cutting through it. I don't know. There's just something about that's easier for your hand. Yeah, with scissors. I don't do it all the time, but...
It gets cut. It stays cut. Like, it's not...
You can get all the way through it.
Right. Because if restaurants did this, then, one, it would take a lot longer for you to get your pizza. Mm-hmm. But the slices would be cut. You know how many times when I worked there, people would order their pizza uncut?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It would drive me crazy. Like, let me do my job. You think you're better than me? You think you can cut this pizza better than me? Huh. I'll cut you.
That sounds like a dumb TikTok trend.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, uncut pizza.
Yeah. Like, how much, like, you're trying to order a full pizza and then you have to, like, try and eat it, like, New York style. You have to, like, fold a whole pizza.
Take, like, an extra large, like, a 25 inch pizza, but fold it in half and try to eat it that way. Yeah, that sounds good for TikTok.
I think what it was is people liked, or it's probably obsessives, and they were like, I want it in squares, but I don't trust you to cut it in squares. Or maybe they just didn't like the work I did. Maybe that was that. I wasn't good enough for them.
The tiny pinch of salt in coffee, if you recall, I gave that as a tip to Quentin earlier this week.
Oh, yeah?
To put, salt in, and salt is an amplifier.
It also cuts down on the acidity of coffee, too, right?
A little bit, yeah. So not a lot, or it's going to take some salt.
Base up. I've never tried it on watermelon. A lot of people swear by it on watermelon. I've never tried that. But I like watermelon. I don't need to improve it. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine the way it is. I don't need salt on there. Also, why are you trying to make something that's almost healthy unhealthy? Mm-hmm. But your dad did it. It must have been good.
It was, I don't eat a lot of watermelon because it's a pain to cut. That's a big thing to try for me to try to cut apart. So I don't buy a lot of watermelon, but it was good when
Katie
he did it.
Katie has just an irrational hatred of watermelon.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't
is
know. One
seeds?
Got dropped on her when she was a baby.
Like trying to eat around the seeds?
Somebody spit a seed at her. I don't know. No, she'll get it because the kids love watermelon, but she'll be like, get it away from me. I don't even want to look at it. It's disgusting. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about Webster's Dictionary adding outdated slang terms to their dictionary, like dad bod. Oh, boy, it's finally an official word, everybody. Yeah, we'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Merriam-Webster has announced it has taken the rare step of fully revising and reimagining one of its most popular dictionaries with a fresh edition that adds over 5,000 new words. It comes over 22 years after the last hard copy update amid declining U.S. sales for analog dictionaries overall. It'll come out November 18th. Pre-orders now available.
Oh boy!
Good Christmas present.
They're adding, yeah, the words are. Does anybody have? We were talking about books earlier. Does anybody have a dictionary in their house anymore? It seems like one of the first things that you would probably move on from.
I have an AP style book.
I do too. I have an AP style book. Yeah, I don't know if it's up to date. Like,
all the reference books that, like, when I was in debate and stuff, that I used to pore over, like Bartlett's quotations and. Oh, God, just there was like philosophy books that had basically synopses and things. Dictionary, I haven't really needed in years because you just Google a word and it's a lot quicker. But here are the words they added. Petriture, teraflop, dumb phone, and ghost kitchen. You want to take a stab at what any of those mean there, Jamie?
Ghost kitchen is we have like ghost restaurants now, kind of, but like ghost kitchen is you don't know where the kitchen is, and it's for a restaurant. It's not connected to the restaurant it serves, basically. Mm-hmm. A ghost kitchen is, it's in a weird central location that might serve a lot of restaurants, but it, wherever you sit and receive your food is not where the kitchen
exactly
is.
Right.
Is it? That's, I didn't look at the definition. Okay.
That's what it was. A portriture, or portriture, if I'm saying that right, is a pleasant odor after a rainfall.
I like that.
But that's nice that they named that, mm-hmm. but portriture isn't a good name for it. Should be like aroma or something like that. Like something with a lot of vowels that sounds pretty.
Is there a lot of Latin in there? They're like some Latin.
That's what I'm looking for. Is like, what's the background?
What it is. Yeah.
What does it mean? It were 1960s. Relating to rocks, this is not telling me anything I need.
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
What a teraflop is a unit of measure for calculating the speed of a computer. Dumb phones, you can imagine, are just mobile phones without any sophistication. And ghost kitchens came into their own during the pandemic and are commercial spaces for hire, more or less.
Okay.
Other additions, cold brew, farm to table, Riz, dad bod, hard pass, adulting, cancel culture. There's also beast mode.
I don't know what beast mode is. What is beast mode?
Beast mode is, I don't know if it originated with him, but it was when it was a running back for the Seattle Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch, would just hand him the ball and he would just run through everybody's face all the way down the field. And they called it going beast mode. And then there was like the beast quake. I'm not 100% sure that's where it originated from, but that's who I associate it with.
Okay.
We know what a dash cam is. We know what doom scrolling is, right?
Mm-hmm. But WFH, we all do at night for hours.
WFH is work from home, mm-hmm. right? And side eye is that.
What I gave Clinton earlier.
Yeah. I'm going to throw some other terms at you.
Okay.
From UrbanDictionary.com. It's where all the cool kids are getting their latest terminology. What is sports washing?
Oh,
if you need it in a sentence, I can give it to you in a sentence.
My first thought is it like what boys do to their golden triangle, like after playing sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
Qatar, is doing this by hosting the 2022 FIFA World Cup.
That does not help me even a little.
They're doing it to, it's basically use sports to present a sanitized, friendlier version of a political regime or operation.
Okay. It's like cultural washing.
Some might argue the United States is doing that in a year. What is a rapture bomb? With all the clothes on my bedroom floor, it looks like a rapture bomb happened.
Well, so it was just the rapture, right? We just passed that date.
Mm-hmm.
So something to do with that?
Missed out. Yeah, so the idea is you have a bunch of clothes on the floor because when people get raptured, I guess they go up to heaven naked. Is that
okay?
I don't know. I mean, I read the Bible. I read an illustrated Bible when I was a child. I don't remember Jesus going up without his robes on, but apparently when you're raptured, you lose your clothes. All right. What is can I say this one there?
Say it to Quentin really quick off the air if you want. And see
Okay. What is regrettamen? There, I'm saying it right. Regrettamen.
Well, I'm using context clues based on how you pronounced it. So if it's related to regrets.
Yeah.
Then, and I'm putting that with like regimen.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like how you get rid of your regrets, like you apologize and stuff, how you get rid of regrets?
No. Apparently, it's when you take too much ketamine.
Oh, God.
And it results in embarrassment or regret. Like you did things during your ketamine session that resulted in regretamine.
Okay. These are hard.
Yeah. What is jawboning?
I feel like it has something to do with talking.
Okay. Jawboning over the dollar. The Federal Reserve chairman pierced senators' indifference during what became a filibuster. It means to persuade or exhort is what jawboning is.
So I have a little bit there. A little talking. Okay. A little bit.
Now, you know what a bald eagle is as an animal, but if you refer to, for instance, you said Bill is a bald eagle.
I mean, so does he have the look of a bald eagle, or is he something worth protecting?
In a sentence, Bill is a bald eagle. He's always chasing after those Girl Scouts.
What? No. No idea.
It's the male equivalent of a cougar, an older man who seeks out younger women.
We've never had a term for that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have one, right? Bald eagle. But that's too majestic, I feel like, for as creepy as we feel about it as a society. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like bald eagle should be correct.
It's not as insulting. I mean, generally, if you call someone a cougar, that usually has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And a bald eagle doesn't. It's majestic.
No.
Hmm. Do you think at any point they will ever, because they don't mention ever taking any words out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Do you think it'll just always get bigger? That way we know what the old words mean.
I mean, certainly words have fallen out though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like there's some words we don't use anymore, but I guess if you would need it because if you're reading old text, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't know what the hell these people are saying. So right. maybe they would never take it out because there's certain terms that we just wouldn't use anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someday it'll be many inches thick.
What is a Doomba?
A dumb person.
It's like in a sentence, dude, what is that thing on your floor? It almost shanked me on my way in.
Wait, say that again.
A Doomba is a cleaning robot, a Roomba.
Oh.
That's outfitted with dangerous items taped to it, such as knives and saw blades, so that you can use it to patrol your house in case somebody breaks in. Apparently, it's caught on in some areas of the country where people are stupid enough to think that somebody's going to break into their house and just stand there while a Roomba slices their ankles.
I wasn't that far off, actually.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
I said dumb
you're
person. I mean, it needed a little more detail, but...
That's good enough.
You know?
All right. Coming up, this was listed as good news, and I'm genuinely curious if it is good news. Elderly residents at a care home in England were given robot dogs and cats. I have audio of them, you know, petting these things. I don't think it's a good thing. We'll talk about that next in the midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Do magic moments to wrap the show coming up about 10 minutes from right now.
Yep.
Next story comes to us out of the Shelbyville News. Seniors were given robot dogs and cats to help with loneliness, which is a really big problem among, well, everybody, but particularly older people.
Yeah. So in that respect, it's a sad story, but my basic thing is, don't they deserve real animals? I mean, maybe there's reasons for this, but it just makes me sad to watch it. The pets have realistic fur and sensors which enable them to respond to motion and touch and interact with people much like a real animal. They are also able to bark, purr, and sit, and even roll over for scratches. The rest home where this is at, Stoneham Grove, says the pets have been particularly popular among the residents with dementia, with one woman's family even buying her personal RoboCat for Christmas. Resident Barbara Hansen, 96 years old, said, "I love the therapy pets, especially the cat. I understand they're not real, but I really enjoy the way they act like real pets. The cat purrs when I brush its fur. It helps reduce my anxiety, and it makes me feel calm." Pamela Jones, 90, added, "I think they're lovely. I can see how it helps residents with dementia. I often see one resident walking with therapy pets and talking to them like the real pets. I've seen how this individual has gone from being upset and worried to happy and laughing just by having the cat or dog on their lap." And there's a lot of other testimony from the residents saying that it's great. It's the best thing ever. And I don't know why it bothers me so much, other than you'd have to see the video.
Yeah.
To know why, because these things don't look that real.
Right.
Like they're just basically stuffed animals that purr. Here's the audio of it.
Come on. Meow. Come on.
It doesn't move.
Come on, move your face.
He's moving his eye that.
Come on,
it makes a purring sound. I don't know, Jamie. It's I don't like real things being replaced by robotics.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Are you concerned that the residents don't realize that they are not real?
A little
bit. And that they're being comforted by something that is not real?
Oddly, no, because if they didn't know it was real, then it's like, okay, well, then good. Because then what's the harm in letting them have it and thinking it's real and finding companionship from that? No, it's more like I feel like they do know that it's fake and they deserve better. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that it's a little perplexing. That mm-hmm. would be my issue with it, is that loneliness is... This is the same reason I have concerns when, like... people think ChatGPT is their friend.
Yes.
To me, it's the same thing.
This is the cousin of that. Yeah.
It's the idea that you are easing your loneliness with something that can't feel anything, with something that, and maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe as long as it eases your loneliness, then who cares what it is, as long as it does what we want it to do. Mm-hmm. But that, to me, this feels like the ChatGPT friend or the ChatGPT girlfriend that we've talked about. It's not the real thing. Or, and this weirds me out, but when people get the hologram of their loved one who has passed and they talk to them as if they're real, but they're not. But if it works, it works. In answer to your concern about, can we not just get them real pets poop after we let outside?
I know. And I understand that. I guess I'm coming at this from a very base emotional point of view, where I get it. There's a million reasons why this is a good idea, and I still can't get over the fact that it bothers me.
That's okay.
They poop. That the residents might. I'm sure if they have, there's probably been situations where they hold on to the pet too tightly.
Mm-hmm.
They might hurt the pet. The pet might hurt them.
Yeah.
There's a million reasons why this is a good idea, and I still maybe it's just looking at the gaping maw of age that's in front of me and going like, oh God, like this is the future. This is where we're going. It's only a matter of time before I'm in a nursing home petting a fake cat and calling it Mr. Sniffles. And,
when you're in a retirement home, you'll be playing an N64 and life will be great.
I was thinking that, like, what are retirement homes going to look like in like 40, 50 years?
Yeah. Right now they're listening to Johnny Cash, you know, you'll be listening to Nirvana and playing Donkey Kong.
So do stuffed animals not do the same thing for kids that
that's a great point.
Therapy pets do for older adults?
Yeah.
Because they're talking about how it also relieves stress and anxiety. I'm bugged a little bit by the fact that it really helps patients living with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weirded out a little bit because it's not real and they probably think it is, some of that stuff. But
the problem with that is it seems deceptive.
Right, right.
It seems like you're taking advantage of them, which not really. You're just replacing something and giving them an analog for something that's going to make them feel better. But that's where emotionally where I'm at, where it's like, that just seems wrong.
Yeah.
There's something about it that just seems wrong. And let me ask you this. In the future, when they get better at this with the robotics and they do seem more lifelike and realistic, would that be better or worse?
Not better, because to me it's still fake. You know, if the worry is you're easing loneliness with something that can't return the, it's actual not feeling love. What you are giving to them. It can't love you. You know, it can't receive the love that you are giving them. I sort of don't like that we're solving a human problem with robotics, but we have such a problem with loneliness that if it works, okay.
From the text line, a lot of dementia patients take care of baby dolls like real babies and they get a lot of joy out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, it's fine. It's fine. It's mostly, it just bothers me because it seems deceptive. And I'm sure it's probably better for them in the long run, but I can't get over my feelings on it. And also, you have to see what this thing looks like.
Oh,
like, because it doesn't look remotely real. Like, it doesn't look it doesn't even look like they're trying to make it seem. Because when you think of like a robot pet or a robot dog or cat, then you think of like one of those ones you buy at Walmart that's a toy and it like barks and you can give it commands. It's not like that. It's literally just basically a stuffed animal that purrs.
But the elderly person doesn't realize that. They don't realize that it's that far from being real.
Yeah.
And so I'll come back to my analogy of like, don't little kids do that with stuffed animals? I don't like that those two things are comparable, that somebody who's 90 years old is being treated the same.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I got a 9-year-old who seems like the happiest person I've ever met. So that maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to... Maybe it's not degrading. Maybe it's evolving again. All right, coming up, we are going to be doing magic moments. We're going to be ending the week and ending the day with clips of crap that Jamie and I have said over the course of the week. And then the trick is, will we remember just what the hell we were talking about? That's next on Midday.
Indeed it is.
That's right. It is. Go ahead, Jamie. I'm sorry.
I sort of lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, it is a beautiful day after a long week, as evidenced by the fact that I can remember what I was going to say. So, yeah.
Yeah. Lovely day. Hopefully a beautiful weekend as well. It's 80 degrees outside. It's Friday. The Chiefs are playing this weekend. It's going to be amazing. They're going to beat the Ravens.
Let me go scroll for half a second. We were talking about Lewisburg Cider Bill yesterday. Their Oktoberfest, it starts like this weekend.
This
just
weekend,
keep that in the back of your head. I haven't looked into it,
but we were planning on going.
Yes.
That seemed awesome for me. All right.
Magic moments.
All right, time for magic moments. My headphones just died. Magic. I'll fix it.
All right. This is where look back.
End the week and the show. With an exercise in memory and futility that we call magic moments, where Quentin is going to play clips of Jamie and I saying stuff from throughout the week, and then we have to guess just what the hell we were talking about. So, Quentin, what do you got?
Literate.
All right, number one.
I guess just didn't have a good enough relationship with your grandma that you didn't do that. It's like, I also wasn't a little girl.
You were watching Golden Girls. We were talking about...
Yeah.
Watching Golden Girls when you were young with your grandmother. Not you.
It's unfortunate that we had another Golden Girls story today.
As that's true.
Fill out magic moments before.
It's my comfort show now, so it's going to come up a lot, Sophia. All right.
Here's the full clip.
What's the full clip? Yep.
And then I would call my grandma after the show was over, and we would talk about it.
My grandmother, yeah.
Right. She was like, little girls... did that all over the country. They would watch the Golden Girls with their grandma or their mom. She's like, you, I guess, just didn't have a good enough relationship with your grandma that you didn't do that. I was like, I also wasn't a little girl.
Yeah.
Indeed, you were not.
I was not. I was probably much more of a little boy than I am a man. Does that make sense? Like,
huh?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Quentin, you can clip this for the next week's magic moments if you want. What I mean by that is I don't embrace like manhood and nearly as much as I embrace being a boy.
Right now, you
like,
mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like when I was a boy, I was all about like, oh, I need to fight and play in dirt and play a lot of sports and all that stuff. Now as a man, I'm just kind of like, I just want to just sit on a couch and watch TV. I don't want to do things. Like, I don't
watch Golden Girls.
And watch Golden Girls. Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's something I would have never done as a little boy.
Okay. All right,
next one.
Shuck that yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to do
mother
that.
Mother shucker.
Were we talking about shucking corn? That's the only context I know for shucking corn. Jobs.
Clinton said something about you can shuck something yourself.
Somebody and called maybe, and talked about what they did when they were young, like jobs they used to have. And I think I asked somebody, did you shuck corn? Am I close, Quentin?
Is that it? You were closer when you first started and you kind of fell out of it.
Great.
This is how we came up with our Friday list. We were talking about fall things. And I talked about how much
it was related to the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob is best in the summer.
You can shuck yourself, buddy.
You can shuck it yourself in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
But you want sweet corn. It's best in the – Sam Stevie is in the studio right now having a cow. Sam, feel free to grab a mic.
Because he just said you can shuck yourself.
yeah, you can go get, like, the peaches and cream sweet corn in the summer and shuck that yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
Mother shucker.
Stone fruit also came up in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where mm-hmm. you said you like a fruit with a pit in it.
Pit fruit.
Peaches and plums are great.
This is when we were just accusing you of being an old man. Old
mm-hmm. Again, yeah. Might I add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again. Yeah,
all right.
Again.
Number three.
All right. Yep.
For being an amazing rapper. I mean, he could throw down them bars, buddy.
I have no. The only rapper we talked about this week was the one at T-Mobile Center. Was that a rapper?
Yeah, that was NBA Youngboy. Okay. I know this, but I don't. Because I know those words came out of my mouth, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's me talking. But I don't know. What is it?
Alexander Hamilton, this might be harder for some people, is famous for many things.
Oh, that's
name one of these out of the five.
Citizenship test. Okay.
He was the first Secretary of Treasury. I mean,
yes. I don't know that everybody would know that.
Yeah, unless they saw
that's
Hamilton.
That's the first one they list.
Yeah. For being an amazing rapper. I mean, he could throw down them bars, buddy.
Yeah.
That was during our little trivia that we did.
That was Monday.
The U.S. citizenship test.
Yeah.
They're updating it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making it harder.
Yep. Yeah. I got so many compliments after the show about that. Like, and it made me realize, man, you people think I'm way dumber than I am. Like, I get that I don't exactly always sound educated or smart, and I've made a big deal about how I hated school, but...
Well, it's because you admitted that you didn't have to take the civics test like the rest of us did.
Yeah, which is weird. I still don't know why I didn't have to take it. Yeah, but my mom was even like, you did so good on that. I was like, yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, that's pretty patronizing when that comes
up.
It's
pretty basic stuff that we all should know, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to be citizens. Okay.
All right, next one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and don't do your no thing like I'm asking something stupid.
That could have been any day this week.
No! I don't know what...
It could have been a lot of things. Yeah. I'm not really sure exactly. Something related to football?
Man, you did a really good job this week there, Quentin.
These are hard.
Yeah, these were really hard this week. Good job. I think what you've leaned into and what you've discovered is we've kind of keyed in on when we say something dirty, we file it away. So we're like, he's going to use this on Magic Moments.
But this I wouldn't.
Now he's just using random stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's too easy if I just pick all the dirty things that said.
No, mm-hmm. I like that. I meant that as a sincere compliment. So what is the context?
I feel like Yacht Rock is more like, oh, we're like kind of laid back and chill and sophisticated, but also rich sounding. Whereas Jimmy Buffett's thing is like, hey, let's go party. Woo!
So, okay, I'm going to ask you a question and don't do your no thing like I'm asking something stupid. Kenny Chesney, is that Yacht Rock?
So we were talking about, but that whole conversation.
How did we get on that conversation?
We were talking about, he played a Jimmy Buffett song.
Oh, okay.
And I believe we talked about Jimmy Buffett.
It was something about margaritas.
It was a complete squirrel conversation. That's how we got on that. I played a Jimmy Buffett burger. We were talking about Tupperware and like getting into buffets and bringing Tupperware. And so I came back with Burger by Jimmy Buffett because Buffett.
Wow, you need some red yarn and a map to trace where the hell that conversation. All right, we need to get out of here. Dana Parks is up next on Monday. Love you guys. Bye, 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 bye.
Man,
go Chiefs!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.